In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The God of Israel continues to proclaim and exhort you, the new Israel, through the words of Deuteronomy 30. They continue to speak in a new key. Choose life. Why would you want to choose death? Choose eternal life with your Creator. Why would you want to choose eternal separation from your Creator? Choose the abundant blessing that your Creator and Savior has in store for you, the future bodily resurrection and eternal life in the new creation. Don't choose the curse, eternal separation from God's goodness under God's wrath. Choose life with your Creator and Savior. For the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed you, lost and condemned creatures, purchased and won you, that you may be His own and live under Him in His kingdom and serve Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. The Lord has freed you from bondage. He has given you a wonderful new future, an eternal future in the new creation, the new heavens, the new earth. So choose life by loving the Lord your God and keeping His commandments. For your God does not intend evil for you. He has not given you evil commandments, meaningless, arbitrary rules like eat rocks. Why? Because I said so. His will for you is good. It's not bad. His make me to walk in thy commands, 'tis a delightful road. It's a better way of life to turn away from self and to turn toward your Creator and Savior and turn toward your neighbor. To love the Lord your God with all your heart and to love your neighbor. He has brought you from darkness into His light, so live in the light. He has freed you from death and given you life. He is your life, so live in Him. Go with the Lord who is gracious and compassionate. Choose the Lord. Choose life. Moses exhorted ancient Israel to choose life. We know the rest of the story. They chose death. They persistently and consistently rebelled against Yahweh, their Creator and Savior. And they went after the idols of the foreign nations around them. And that fact, that ancient Israel would repeatedly rebel against the Creator and Savior, is telling about the human condition. It reveals what we are all like on our own. We are all sinful and unclean and indeed deserve temporal and eternal punishment. We are all rebellious, opposed to the true God, and bent toward idolatry. Yet the Creator wants to love His human creatures and wants His human creatures to love Him. He wants His human creatures to enjoy the abundant life by loving their Creator and keeping His commandments. The Creator wants people to love Him and follow His ways. It's not as if He went to plan B and said, well, that won't work. Time to scratch that plan. I'll forget it. No, He still wants His people to love Him and to walk in His ways. He still wants an obedient people. Therefore, in the fullness of time, He sent His only begotten Son into the flesh to join the human race, to become the true Israel. Jesus of the house and lineage of David was Israel reduced to one. By His active life, He became this obedient Israel. He loved the Lord His God with all His heart, soul, mind. He loved others as God loved Him. He constantly hearkened to God's voice. He held fast to God. He walked in His Father's ways and kept His commandments. God has a faithful and obedient people, Jesus. But the narrative does not stop there. Jesus took upon Himself the curse that was directed against the rest of us. As it is written in Deuteronomy 27, cursed be anyone who does not confirm the words of this law by doing them. Jesus became the curse in the place of ancient Israel and in the place of the whole world, as it is written in Deuteronomy 21. And if a man has committed a crime punishable by death, and he is put to death, and you hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night on the tree, but you shall bury him the same day, for a hanged man is cursed by God. Jesus became this cursed man. He received the full wrath of God's justice in the place of ancient Israel, in the place of the whole world, in the place of you and me. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. And then God raised Jesus from the dead. And through Jesus, God's blessing now comes to sinners like us. Through Jesus, God forgives your sins and gives you an abundant life. You are now in fellowship with your Creator and Savior through faith. You already now have eternal life with your God through faith. God has given you His Holy Spirit who sustains you, and today, through Deuteronomy 30, God invites you to choose life by loving the Lord your God and by walking in His ways. His will is good for you. His ways are just and right. Through baptism into Christ, He has made you part of His new Israel. And He has this wonderful future prepared for you. Eternal life in the new heavens, the new earth, the new and greater promised land. Today, the God of Moses, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, invites you with the words of Deuteronomy 30. Choose life. Say no to the idolatries of the world and say yes to your Creator and Savior. Say yes to your Lord Jesus Christ. Choose life and get ready to inherit the new and better promised land. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.